Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the ADF Foods Limited Q2 FY26 conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ravi Udeshi from EY. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Ravi.
Thank you, Shlok, and good afternoon, everyone. We welcome you to the Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call of ADF Foods Limited. To take us through the results and to answer your questions, we have with us the top management of ADF Foods Limited, represented by Mr. Sumer Thakkar, the promoter, and also the Vice President, Sales and Strategy, and Mr. Shardul Doshi, the Chief Financial Officer. We will start the call with an overview of the business and the recent business updates by Mr. Sumer Thakkar, and then Mr. Shardul Doshi will give his comments on the financials. As usual, the standard safe harbor clause applies while we start the call. With that said, I will now hand over the call to Sumer. Over to you, Sumer.
Thank you, Ravi. Good evening, everyone. In Q2 FY26, our standalone revenues increased by approximately 12% year-on-year to rupees 140 crore, despite continued uncertainty around U.S. tariffs. The quarter witnessed steady progress in market penetration for the Ashoka and Truly Indian brands, alongside the addition of new product listings in key retail outlets such as Costco. Standalone and consolidated PAT increased by 39.1% and 34.2% to 29.7 crores and 26.4 crore, respectively, supported by a better product mix, prudent cost optimization, and foreign exchange gains. These results reflect healthy net margins of 21.2% and 16.2%, respectively, indicating improved operational efficiency. Our flagship brand, Ashoka, underwent a vibrant brand refresh that reflects its bold flavors and proud Desi identity. Meanwhile, our Truly Indian brand adopted a fresh new identity inspired by the rich colors and lively street-style spirit of India. The expansion of the Surat Greenfield facility is nearing completion and remains on schedule to commence operations in the second half of FY26. We're seeing continued traction for our brands, led by increased store penetration and geographic expansion. Our continued focus on disciplined execution and operational excellence makes us confident of sustaining the current growth rate in the long term. I will now hand over to Shardul, our CFO, who will comment on the financials. Thank you.
Thank you, Sumer, and good evening to all. I'll first share the standalone performance. For quarter two FY26, the company's standalone revenues reached rupees 140.1 crores, marking an 11.5% increase year-on-year and 39.6% increase quarter-on-quarter. Standalone EBITDA for the quarter was INR 37.7 crores, which is a 36.1% increase from the previous year, and EBITDA margin was 26.9%, which has increased by 490 basis points year-on-year and 450 basis points quarter-on-quarter. The standalone PAT for the quarter was INR 29.7 crores. This represents a 39.1% increase year-on-year and a 75% increase quarter-on-quarter. The resulting PAT margin was 21.2%. Coming to the H1 performance, our revenues from operations were INR 240.4 crores, up 8% YoY. EBITDA was INR 60.2 crores, registering an increase of 19.2% YoY. EBITDA margin was 25%, an increase of 230 basis points on YoY basis. PAT was INR 46.7 crores, up 21.4%, with a PAT margin of 19.4%. In the second quarter of fiscal year 2026, consolidated revenues were INR 162.6 crores, reflecting 0.8% year-on-year growth and 22.4% quarter-on-quarter increase. The company's EBITDA for the quarter was INR 35.8 crores, which is a 29.1% increase year-on-year and 52% increase from the previous quarter. The EBITDA margin was 22%, an increase of 480 basis points year-on-year and an increase of 430 basis points quarter-on-quarter. PAT for the quarter was INR 26.4 crores, with a PAT margin of 16.2%. As highlighted by Sumer, the margins increased due to improved product mix, balancing in cost structure and favorable foreign exchange. As mentioned in the past, we continue to invest in our brand and management resources as an investment for towards future growth. This is already bearing results. Our flagship brand Ashoka continues to drive growth cross core and emerging market through focused market engagement. New product introduction and deeper market penetration supported by strengthened teams. Our global mainstream brand Truly Indian is also available now in 2000 plus stores including Costco in US and Australia. For the half year ended September 30, 2025, consolidated revenues from operations were 295 crores, up 4.4% YoY. EBITDA was 59.3 crores rupees, a growth of 25.3%. EBITDA margin stood at 20.1%, an increase of 340 bps. And PAT was rupees 41.6 crores, up 22.3% with PAT margin of 14.1%. The company's capital expenditure program is on track. The Surat Greenfield plant is nearing completion and expected to commence operations in H2 FY26. The company's financial position also remains strong with a net debt-free balance sheet and robust net cash balance of INR 89 crores. With this, I now return to Ravi Udeshi to open the floor for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Rishi Maheshwari from Aksa Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks so much for taking my question and thanks Shagal. Thanks Sumir for taking through the presented remarks. One of the comments on the presentation indicated that this quarter's growth was due to deeper penetration and enhanced entry in one of the retail chains. On slide 21, I can see two new logos, one of which is Costco Wholesale. So congratulations on that. What is the arrangement here? Is this relationship for Truly Indian or any other brand? How many SKUs or shelf space have you got here? And if you can also highlight what is the number of Costco stores you have presence in right now and what is the escalation clauses over there?
So this is across two countries. So this is Costco Australia as well as Costco US. For Costco US, it's Texas and Chicago. So Texas is actually one of the biggest divisions, which is around approximately 52 stores. We're present across all 52 stores. This is with Truly Indian. So it's a so some of the buyers, especially Australia, prefer the Ashoka brand. So in Australia, it's under Ashoka, but in the US, it's mostly Truly Indian. There's one SKU under Ashoka. Costco works on a in-and-out basis. So this was the trial order, and then they assess rate of sales for the first shipment, and then basis that they give you a permanent listing. And currently, in the most SKUs we have listed, it's about 4 SKUs in terms of shelf space with Costco Texas.
Given the first order, what is the experience, and what about permanent listing?
So it's still a bit too soon, but we're in touch with the buyers, and I mean, based on the initial rate of sales, we're fairly confident we'll get a permanent listing, and we're also pushing for some new items in shelf stable. So far, all the SKUs are frozen.
I see. So I also noticed that, you know, from last quarter to this quarter, the retail outlets have moved from about 1,600 to 2,000. That's about 25% growth. Can you help us understand clearly? This is just what happened over the period of quarter, but it seems fairly large. So is it because of the recent Costco inclusion Or is there anything else also that that you'd like to highlight? Most of this, I would tend to believe, apart from Costco, as you mentioned, would be permanent in nature.
That's correct. Yeah, only Costco works on a in and out. The rest of them are normally permanent listings. So the jump from 1600 to 2000, as you know, most of these guys are pan-US. Costco was a large part of it. Costco was about 70 stores. But when you get listings, I think the major jump happened with Safeway Albertsons, which I think was about 200 odd stores. And then there were a few smaller regional chains, but all again in the range of 70, 80 stores.
Sure. So while, Sumir, this is heartening to understand what is obviously has been a dampener. Yes. This is just an associated question of the same. So while this is heartening to appreciate, I was just trying to understand I could not reconcile the kind of growth that you have delivered in this quarter. I presume that some of it is marred by tariff issues, and as a result, you wouldn't have got the choices growth that you would have targeted for. Please, if you can give us some light in terms of what has been the reaction. Firstly, how was the tariff passed on, not passed on? And then going forward, how should we presume about it?
Okay, so first part of your question about new listings. See, this is it takes time for us to build up the traction in the store. So listing is a good thing. That's the first step that has happened. And now it's up to us now to deliver better numbers from those stores. And we are very confident to achieve with the team in place over there. And product also, if you have seen, there is a brand refresh which we have done. So there is a lot of investment which is happening on people, on brand, both. And hence, we are very confident that with this new listings which we have received, the numbers will come in the quarters to come in. As far as tariff is concerned, right now we have passed on. We have not taken anything. We are selling at the same price at which we were selling it before to the distributors, and then onwards they are also selling it. So basically, any tariff which will be borne by the distributor will be passed on to the consumers into this market. Now, saying this, we will have to wait and see the reaction. If you know, our products are in the price bracket of like $2 to $5 largely, and hence, say 50% tariff amounts to roughly say 20% in the final price to the consumers, which translates into like from $2 it will become $2.40, $2.50, and for $5 it will become like $5.50, $6. So it's not like it's a major increase for any for the consumers as such. So hopefully we should not really be facing any issues on the demand side.
Thanks so much, Shahzad. All the best. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. We request the participants to limit their questions to 2 questions per participant. Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vishal Shah from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for providing the opportunity. Sir, what was the price increase taken? Like you have mentioned that we have kept the price same. So not even single price increase due to inflation. And second question, how many bps improvement of gross margin is due to the currency? Like we have mentioned that it will be the other income, but have we taken anything in the gross margin?
So typically what happens, it gets initially when there is a foreign currency fluctuation happens, partly it gets into gross margin and partly it gets into other income. And after a quarter or so, everything gets into the sales and gross margin. That's how the accounting generally happens, because if you know, when you're booking invoice to collection, whatever exchange rate is there, that gets into other income. But once you start booking invoice at a higher rate, then that income gets into the top line itself. So that's about the exchange rate. And as far as price increase, I think though we haven't taken any price increase, automatically with the foreign exchange or rupee depreciation which has happened, we get the better realization on our sales.
Okay. We'll come in queue, sir, for a couple, another question.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ravi Naredi from Naredi Investments Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, in quarter two, our top line rises by 11.5%, while bottom line rises 39%. So how this is possible, and any other income helps us?
No, so it's all combination of everything. As I said, there is a better sales mix in this quarter. Also, if you see our standalone proportion of the conso is higher, so automatically the margins will be better in a conso too, because standalone has a higher margin profile, better margin profile. And there is other income too, because of the exchange rate gains which we have. So it's combination of everything. So sales mix towards high margin products, higher proportion of standalone, plus cost optimization, which happens, everything put together, we have received this better margins.
Any incentive you had received from government in quarter two?
That's on a quarterly basis we do, right? I think there is no extra as such which we have done in this quarter.
Okay. In this difficult time, with USA, how you manage these things?
Are you referring to the tariff situation or?
Yeah, tariff.
So tariff as of now, the situation is dynamic in nature, and we're monitoring closely to see what competition is doing. But as of now, we've maintained our prices.
Also, I think it's expected that our government is working very hard to close the deal with US. So hopefully, that should also be in place in a couple of weeks, is the expectation.
And when the deal completes, we will get any good response or good benefit from it?
See, not really, but our consumers will pay lesser price because right now we have passed on everything, so they don't have to then pay higher price. I think we don't want to keep it anything.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Pallavi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. This is Pallavi from Samiksha Capital. And so I just wanted to understand, you mentioned about earlier this, you know, some part of it is in the gross margin. So for understanding, you know, any of the currency gains, how many bits of gross margin can we say half of the improvement is due to currency? And any change in your guidance for the year on your margin side? And my second question would be, when do we get into more stores with Costco? Like any timeline we have there, that trial period, when does that end and when does the new addition happen?
Yeah, so I'll say in terms of right now around 4 crores of forex gain is sitting in other income, and maybe a couple of crores will be in offline itself because that's a number which you cannot really identify as such. What's the next question?
Number of crores.
And the margins at the for the year. I think the exchange rate rupee has anyway depreciated against pound and USD, and these are the currencies in which we are operating. Our share of frozen is increasing month on month, which is a high margin product. Our Surat factory will be also up and running, which is also largely frozen. So there's a lot of focus on frozen. There is investment which we have done on both brands and people. So that those also will start giving us better numbers in terms of top line. So we have been maintaining that we will be in high teens in terms of our EBITDA margin. I think our guidance now is that we will be upwards of that. We'll have to see how much, but maybe percent or two at least is what we feel.
Yeah, and on the Costco front, that's an ongoing process. So currently we're in about 75 odd stores. They, as retailers, they, for any new brand, they always do an in and out. And I mean, hopefully by next, by the start of next financial year, we'll know if these existing SKUs are permanent listings, and we'll also know more on the other divisions we're pitching to.
Lastly, would we have an idea of what is the total revenue they get from Indian ready-to-eat Costco? What is their?
No, we don't. We don't have that exact number.
Right. Thank you. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anand from Schema Wealth Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Yeah. So my question is regarding the UK-India FTAs. So can you shed some light on that and the impact of the industry itself and your company in specific, but catering mainly to the industry of the impact of US FTA, US UK-India FTA.
So, I mean, similar to what Chabal just said, currently, I mean, before the FTA still hasn't been signed. I think it'll only come into effect in the next 3 to 6 months, last check. Yeah. And so currently we pay duties in the range of 4% to 15%. Once the FTA comes in, it'll effectively go down to zero, which we'll pass on 100% to the consumer. So because the end retail prices will reduce, not substantially, but they'll still reduce. We're hoping that'll positively impact demand.
Okay, you're saying they haven't been signed yet, so the duties will be zero. That the benefit is passed on to the customer. So, how much do you think that you know the that is the top line can increase because of this?
Very difficult to say at this point of time. But I think there is definitely benefit for the consumers of our products in UK. So we'll have to see how much it will translate into demand increase.
Okay, okay. I'll join back. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shalini Gupta from East India Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. I had two questions. One is that the raw material costs, costs are substantially lower than what they have been in the past. So if you could just discuss this, please.
So they are not really substantially different. If you see, there is, but of course, there is 2% drop in our COGS in when you look at the standalone, which is your manufacturing business, and I guess you're referring to that. It's not that raw material prices have come down, but it's also the better sales mix which we have that's really contributing to this drop. And as far as going forward, new season is just starting, so let's hope that there is no food inflation which we will witness in India. If that continues, then our gross margin profile should remain in this region only.
And so my second question, actually, if raw material prices have come down quite substantially, when I look at it as a percentage to sales, they're down to 35% versus 40% plus that used to be the case. So anyways, you answered this question. So the second question is that the sales growth is flat, QOQ. So what is that? I mean, which product category was impacted and with what?
You mean actually Y on Y, right? I think Q on Q there is a...
No, Q on Q... Y on Y, right.
Yeah, so Q2 of last financial year was like one of the best quarter which we had. And in this quarter, I think there's a lot of, I think we have to see that. I think if you look at our manufacturing piece, that has increased its share. And we have got the listing, so hopefully this will translate into better top line now in the quarters to come in.
Okay. Yeah, those were my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Raman from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sir, I just want to ask one question. This is mainly on the margins side. You initially in the opening commentary mentioned that the margins improved because of product mix and cost optimization. Can you give a specific details about how the margins increased from breakdown of how the margins increased from 17% which previous year to 22% this year?
So large part of that, this has come through gross margin because of the COGS reduction, and it has reasons which we explained in the beginning of the call. So this is largely due to the sales mix change. If you see the manufacturing piece as a percentage to total console revenues has increased, so that's your standalone piece. And automatically then, because gross margins of a standalone is higher, at a console level also it is better. So this is one reason, but within standalone also our sales mix has changed towards frozen, more of frozen, where the gross margin is higher and the EBITDA is also higher for us. And also in terms of our investments, so because of the cost optimization, so I think in terms of marketing spends, like, or the freight cost, some of these expenses have also come down. The employee cost also, if you see slightly, it's come down. So this has all helped us to get us the 4.8% EBITDA increase, which we have seen.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Shah from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. So what's the guidance on the segment-wise margin going forward for the distribution business and processed food? So revenue and margin both.
As far as margin is concerned, distribution business, we have been maintaining around, say, 12 to 14% on an ongoing basis. We are better off in last few quarters. But I think steady state affair, we expect this to remain in the range of like 14-15% at least for this year. In terms of top line, there is definitely better offtake which we are seeing in later part of the year. So in the month of September as well as in the month of October, we have seen. So hopefully that number should be better. We don't want to give a top line guidance at this point of time, but we are anyway still on target to reach 2000 crores by FY27. That's a target which that's a revenue guidance which we can give you right now, but may not be immediately within next two quarters. How much, we cannot tell you right now. And on processed food, we will maintain similar margin which you have seen now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Pallavi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to understand what would be the revenue growth excluding Costco so we can have a like-to-like comparison for the processed food.
So Costco in this quarter would not have been significant in terms of revenue. I think Australia got shipped in the previous quarter. US would have got shipped this quarter. But I think all in all, because it was just the first POs, right? So it was just the first set of orders. I think across both countries, the PO values would not have been more than $500,000-$600,000.
Right. My second was that, the slowdown that we're seeing at the other fast food chains in the US, Shake Shack or Chipotle especially said about a demand slowdown due to the inflation hitting from the tariffs. So any thoughts around that as to how does that impact ready-to-eat business industry as a whole, not you specifically, but as an industry?
So, I mean, naturally, when consumption at restaurants or QSRs slows down, packaged food consumption does go up. because people are eating more at home. And in terms of price point, like Shahzad mentioned, I mean, they, overall in the US, consumers do have negative sentiments right now. So going out is reduced, overall spending has come down. But all of these things are actually good for our business because people do eat at home more. And because our price points are so attractive, between $2 to $6, those become more suitable options when you're looking at cost cutting.
And second would be this, what would be the share of frozen food this year versus last year in our standalone?
So
we don't give this data point out.
Okay. And I mean, in terms of the outlook on the rev, again going back to that, you know, the volume growth, would it be possible to have some idea of sense of volume growth in this quarter?
So volume growth will be almost 70% of the total growth which you have seen, and the rest will be the value or the price growth.
Right. Thank you. And lastly, just on the freight part, like what was that as a percentage of revenue? It's been tracking 6 to 7%, and
yeah, it will be in a similar range, around say 8% on a console basis.
Right. Thank you. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask your questions, you may press star and one at this time. The next question comes from the line of Prem Soni, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are.
Yes, sir, I have two questions. So basically on the capacity side and the existing capacity and the new capacity. Like, what has been the utilization level for the April 25? For the April 25?
Sorry.
And what is it?
Hello?
Sorry?
We can hear you, but it's not really audible, you know. We're not able to make out what is. Hello? Can you repeat your question, please?
Yeah, I'm audible. Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you. Just can you just try it once more?
Yeah. So what has been the utilization for Abbott 25 and what utilization we currently running at and what capacity we are expecting to running at full year in Abbott 26?
So as far as our existing capacity in both the plants is concerned, we will be in the range of, like, depending on which product line, from 60 to 100%, you know, I think some of the lines will be around 60% used, but some of the lines will be 100% utilized. On an average, I think 70 to 80% is utilized. And new capacity will also get added in this coming quarter now.
So once the Surat facility operational, which is dedicated to frozen products, under which brand is the product going to be sold?
Ashoka and Truly Indian Large.
And which region it will plan to cater, like, if you can give us some.
Sorry, again, I didn't get your question.
Like, which region it will be planned to cater?
Same, our,
in all our existing markets, North America, UK, Europe, Middle East, and Australia, New Zealand.
Okay. And sir, since the peak realization, like, potential revenue for Surat facility will be 250 CR, so what can be expected in FY 27 itself?
Nee, Surat will take some time to ramp up to that capacity, right? I think in terms of, like, of course, capacity will be available, but we will take at least 3-4 quarters to reach there. Full capacity.
On a full peak? Okay.
Yeah.
And sir, there's one more question on brand ADM store. Since over the period we are operating at export-focused RIT company, right? So now we are shifting our focus toward India, since many players are already operating in India, like many big players already there, like Tasty Bites, and one big player also just entered in the market. So, like, what is the big opportunity you are looking for? Like, if you are seeing any opportunity, please show some color light on this.
So, I mean, India, as I'm sure you know, is a huge market. Our strategy for India is more on the quick commerce and modern trade side. We don't want to get into general trade. Our product range is more for urban India, and in terms of goal, we're looking at building about 100 crore business in the next 3 to 4 years in a gradual phase manner.
Okay, sir. Thank you. I will join with you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask your questions, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. The next question comes from the line of Ravi Naredi from Naredi Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, what is our target for financial year 27 top line?
1,000 crores.
1,000 crores. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I would like to remind participants, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of ADF Foods Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.